You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
An all La Liga affair. The top two in La Liga, in fact. Barcelona top of La Liga, Atletico Madrid second. Barca 8-15 to win the match. The draw 11-4 and Atleti are 6-1. A whole host of enhanced odds here as well. Messi to score and Barcelona to win is 7-4 from 13-10. Antoine Griezmann to score and Atletico Madrid to win is 14-1 from 19-2. Luis Suarez to score two or more and Barca to win is 6-1 from 11-2. And Barcelona to win and four or more goals in the match, that was 7-2. That's now 4-1, but stake limits do apply on that one. Barca and Atleti is always an entertaining game. And if memory serves me correctly, Atleti don't have that bad of a record against Barca.
They didn't, but they have recently. I mean, you're right in saying that, because everyone remembers that meeting a couple of years ago in the Champions League where Atleti knocked out Barcelona. And it was in the first leg that they did the damage, really, because Neymar scored in the 71st minute, but that was just cancelling out Diego's goal in the 56th minute of that game. But a week later, Koke popped up for Atleti and they won 1-0 and got that place in the semi-finals. But since then, Barcelona have been completely dominant against Atleti. You look at their recent head-to-head record, they've won the last six matches between the two in all competitions.
Which is quite wrong.
Yeah, well, it kind of escapes unnoticed, though, because I thought that when I came to look at this game, I thought, oh, Atleti, the way they're set up against Barcelona, it stifles them often. And Diego Simeone has this way of kind of constricting some of the flair players that opposition sides have. But Barcelona have been pretty dominant in recent meetings between the two sides. This is a different setup, I think, coming off the back of that result in El Clasico, where Barcelona were poor in that game. I watched that game on Saturday night, and there was the usual histrionics in the first half, and you're thinking, oh, this is nonsense, this game. It shouldn't be given top billing as it always is in Europe. But the second half was good. It was entertaining. And Real Madrid sat very deep and allowed Barcelona a lot of possession and hit them quickly on the counter-attack. That's what Atleti will have to do on Tuesday night against Barcelona if they are to succeed in this match. The meetings between the two sides have been tight, just one goal separating them in the last five meetings, and I think we'll have a similar scenario here. I don't see Barcelona running away with this game and winning 4-5-0. If Atleti can get that away goal, which I think they will, Barcelona's still susceptible defensively, I think it sets it up nicely for a return clash in Atletico. I see Antoine Griezmann as the danger man, definitely. If you're looking at a goal scorer for Atleti, he's in the betting at 23-10 to score any time. He's got 8 in his last 9 for club and country. And even though their unbeaten run came to an end against Sporting Gijón back on the 19th of March, he scored 2 subsequently against Real Betis in their 5-1 win at the weekend. It's going to be tough for Barcelona this game, I think, Mark.
Yeah, I think it'll be tight. I think it'll be... it's hard, really, because Barcelona want to bounce back from their El Clasico defeat.
Yeah.
And they have been conceding goals, but they're not going to change the philosophy, are they? So
they're not, and you know they've got that front three that can score, yeah, against anyone in Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez and Neymar. They're all priced pretty accordingly, really, how I would expect it to be priced, because I think Atleti will set up so defensively and Barcelona will have to break them down. If Barcelona play like they did on Saturday night against Real Madrid in this match, they won't win, in my opinion. They were very, very disappointing. Messi and Suarez both 11-10 to score. Neymar in the betting at 11-8. I wonder if Arda Turan will play in this match. He came on for Ivan Rakitic at the weekend, and I reckon he might get a start here. 4-1 he is to score anytime. I'm going for a low scoring 1-1 draw here. I think it will be a 1-1 draw this game at 15-2. And if Atleti get that away goal, which I expect they will, they'll be difficult to knock out of this competition.
I'm quite tempted by the match result of both teams to score, because I am leaning towards Barca.
Yeah.
They're 3-1 in that market, and I don't think it's a big ask to see Atleti scoring here. Look at the last two meetings between the sides, they both finished 2-1. something like that might not be a million miles away. And to get 7-4 for Messi to score in a Barca win, by the way, on the enhanced odds, is very tempting.
Yeah, I mean, if you like Barcelona, yeah. let me just spin you through some stats here, which lead you towards a Barcelona bet. At home in the Champions League, they've only lost one in their last 37, and that came against Bayern Munich back in May 2013. Bayern went there and won 3-0, and of those 37 matches, they've won 30 of them. So that is a pro Barcelona. If you're looking for a pro Barcelona stat, that's definitely one. And prior to that loss against Real Madrid, they'd gone 39 matches unbeaten in all competitions. That was since a 2-1 loss to Sevilla back on the 3rd of October. Messi, Suarez and Neymar, 107 club goals between them in all competitions this season. So, yeah, you're kind of swimming against the tide if you're looking for a pro Atleti bet here. But I think that loss against Real Madrid will have hit them hard. I know they want to bounce back quickly. It's difficult to turn form on and off like a tap, though. And I'm going for the one all draw here at 15-2.
All right.
Yeah.
Just add more stats to your little portfolio there, Dave. obviously, they lost at home to Real Madrid at the weekend. But before that, the last time they lost at home in any competitive game was all the way back in February when they were surprised by Malaga.
Wow. Yeah, there's some team.
That's February 2015 as well. That's not the February just gone. It's over a year ago. It's just some home record. It's fantastic.
Yeah, they are a sensational side. I just hope that Atleti set up correctly and try and just counter-attack, basically, and maybe nick a goal. If they get one, I think they'll set themselves up nicely for that second leg.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.